稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎来到晨曦讲座，我是您的同工芳华。今天的栏目，传承跨代的危机与转机，透过诗篇73篇，曾金发牧师继续讲述诗班长亚萨在神的圣所学到的第三个功课。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍，邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
And the third thing he learned, his foundation in his life was of the wrong hope because he was not able to anchor in God.
第三个盼就是他建立在错误的盼望上面，因为这个23-24节这样说。
But then, when he was in the sanctuary of God, his perspective and his heart changed.
他到了神的圣所，他恍然大悟，他的心开始改变了。
He now declared in verse 23, Nevertheless, I'm continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand.
然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手。
Taken hold of my right hand is an idiom for sponsorship, and there are two ideas to sponsorship.
这边讲到同在啊，搀扶的右手啊，这个都是一个赞助的概念 ，sponsorship 的概念。
The first idea of sponsorship is to provide, and the second idea is to protect.
这有两个概念，一个就是一个 provide, 一个供应，一个保护 ，provide and protect.
So he realized now that God is his true hope and foundation.
那现在他明白，上帝是他真正的盼望，也是他稳固的根基。
So he's able to say in verse 25, Whom have I in heaven but you?
所以第25节他就发出这样的祷告，说除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
And so verse 28 says, But as for me, meaning in his personal experience, the nearness of God is my good.
所以这个至于我，像那种转折语，然后还有到这个地方除你以外，他开始转向。
When we learn to walk by faith, we will see the provision of God and the power of God.
我们凭信心跟随主的时候，我们就要相信上帝会供应，上帝也有能力。
In 1984, I learned of this principle of faith and God's power.
1984年，我学到了这个重要的盼望还有全能的功课。
I was a youth worker, and I was leading some young people in evangelism in Seremban, Malaysia.
那时候呢，我带领一群年轻人，我们去到马来西亚的一个地方，就传福音。
The evangelism was organized by OM, and we were distributing literature.
当时这个布道旅程，它是 OM 在带的哈，所以我们 OM 就是他会发很多的这个基督教的文宣啊，或者是小册子书啊等等。
But in December.It is a monsoon season for Malaysia.
但是十二月是马来西亚的季风冬季季风比较强的一个时候。
So our prayer is Lord, hold the rain, otherwise the evangelism effort will be compromised.
那我们就迫切祷告，求主止住那个风雨，要不然我们的这个传福音的行程就会受阻。
So that afternoon, I was leading some young people across the field to the houses in front to distribute literature and share the gospel.
所以后来我们到了一个地区，我们在那个地方分发单张啊，跟这些小册子等等。
And the Lord stopped me and said to my heart, son, stay here to pray. So I stayed there and I sent the young people out for evangelism.
然后我当时感觉圣灵要我停下来，所以我就停下来在那里祷告，然后我把这些年轻人 拆出去，让他们去发单张。
There were dark rain clouds everywhere, so I prayed for the Lord to hold the rain.
当时其实是乌云密布的，但是我就在那里祷告，求主止住这个风雨。
I was caught up in the presence of God and in prayer, and time passed very quickly.
那当时我有一个很强的感觉，圣灵的上帝的这个同在。
And before I knew it, the young people were already coming back from their evangelism.
那不多久我觉得好像祷告才过了一下子，那些年轻人都回来了。
And the first one who came back tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Edmund, look up, look up."
然后第一个回来的他就拍拍我的肩膀，说 ，Edmund， 你看看，看看。
I looked up, I had a shock of my life.
然后我抬头看，我真的吓了一大跳
，because I saw a line in heaven.
因为我看到天上有一条线
，and right above me with that line, in front of me were all the white clouds, and behind me were all the dark rain clouds.
因为我看到那条线清楚的界限，那一边是白云，这边是黑云乌云。
And I learned that day in the place of prayer is the dividing line between light and darkness.
我那天学到一个重要的功课，当我祷告的时候，上帝的手就把那个黑暗跟光亮就做了一个界限，有一个阻隔。
In the place of prayer is the presence and the power of God.
在祷告的那个地方，那个场合，那个也就是上帝全能同在的一个场合。
Our foundation and hope of faith is in the Word of God that tells us God is present.
我们的信仰的根基跟我们的盼望就是上帝与我们同在，他会听我们的祷告。
Many times God said in the Bible, "I am with you. I am with you. Do not fear. I am with you."
因为圣经已经有说不出有多少次，不断的说。不要害怕，我与你同在。不要害怕，我与你同在。
There is a supernatural naturalness in Christianity.
在基督教的信仰里面，有很多看起来是自然，但是却是超自然的这个神迹，充满在我们的四周。
We don't just pass on ideas and propositions. We pass on a life that is rooted in the presence of God.
我们并不是只是在那里喋喋不休地讲一些道理原则，我们所传递的是一个上帝的全能跟他的信实。
You pass on a life that is anchored in the redemption that is in Jesus Christ.
我们所传递的是一个生命，这个生命是稳稳地扎根在上帝的话语里头的。
We pass on our values, our perspective, because God teaches you and I the truth.
那因为上帝教导我们真理，所以我们传递的就是一个价值，还有一个观点，一个属神的观点。
And it's the truth that sets us free.
你们必晓得真理，真理必使你得自由。
That is why we pass on these spiritual convictions.
然后我们所传递的是这样的一个属灵的一个确信。
There is a difference between belief and convictions.
你知道一般的所谓的信仰跟你的心里的笃信确信是不一样的。
Belief is what you hold on to.
那我们所谓的信仰是就是你常常会抓住的一些的信念。
Conviction is what you hold on to.
确信是你深深的抓住的。
Until it holds on to you.
你深深的抓住这个信念，但是直到有一天它反过来，它深深的紧紧的抓住了你。
And when your life is lived under that conviction of God, it changes.
如果你的生命是这样，是建立在这样一个确信上面，你的生命绝对会有180度的改变。
You pass on that sense of destiny.
然后你把这样的一个命定，把这样的一个确信，也把它传递到你的门徒。
That you and I have a destiny and a calling in God.
你跟我们都有一个从上帝呼召而来的一个命定
to walk by faith in him
然后凭信心在他的里面行走
that is what will make a difference
这样的确信会真正的带来改变。
Passing on each other's notes and passing on ideas don't change lives.
因为如果只是分享一些理念，分享一些点子，分享你的笔记，这些是不会改变人的生命的。
That's why discipleship is not a program, it's a way of life.
所以门训说穿了，它不是一个节目，它是一个生命的方式。
Discipleship is not just knowledge transfer, it's life transformed.
门训不是一个知识的传递，
it's a life that is transformed in Christ.
而是生命的更新与变化，
impacting and passing on to another life.
你先得着了，然后把这样的一个生命，这种生活方式传递到下一代，或者是你的门徒。
回应大使命，尽力传福音，
领人来归主，建立神的家，
分享各类福音事工，扩展属灵的眼界。
欢迎收听
良友电台晨曦讲座。
There is a recent book called The Great De-Churching about people leaving the American church.
最近有一本书叫做离开教会，在美国刚刚出版。
And in the research that is being done, they discover over 25 years, 40 million Christians have left the churches in the United States.
里面研究显示说，过去25年大概将近有4000万的这个基督徒离开了教会。
That's a lot of people. Put this in perspective. That's a gathering of the First Awakening, Second Awakening, and all the Billy Graham Crusade. They don't come to 40 million believers.
其实这个数字就相当于在第一次的大觉醒，还有第二次大觉醒当中走进教会的人数。
The church is in trouble.
教会真的是遭遇了很大的麻烦。
We often say the opposite. We say the world is in trouble.
我们常常说倒过来说的，我们说啊，这个世界是有问题了。
And the church is in need.
然后说教会是一个必须。
The world is in trouble in global warming, financial meltdown, pandemics.
我们会说这个世界有问题，有这个经济财务的危机，有全球暖化，这个极端气候等等。
Wars and terrorism.
然后有战争，有恐怖攻击。
And we say the church is in need for more manpower, more missionaries and pastors.
然后我们说教会需要什么呢？需要更多的牧者，更多的传道人。
The church is in need for more money, more buildings, more programs.
然后我们说教会需要有更多的钱，更大的这个建筑。
But we have reversed it. It's actually the world is in need and the church is in trouble.
那事实上，那个真相是，这个世界有很多很多的需要，然后我们的教会其实是有问题的。
According to the Pew report, there are about 7 million churches in the world today.
那么根据那个 Pew 这个研究显示，全世界大概有7 million 有700万间教会。
Of the 7 million churches, about 4 million are stagnant.
那在这700万的这个教会当中，大概有400万就是停滞了，就没有停滞不前的。
Of the 7 million, 2 million churches are dying, declining or dying.
然后在这个700万的教会当中，有200万是不但是下降，而且是垂死的边缘。
Of the 7 million, only 1 million is growing, and not every church is growing healthily.
然后在这700万当中，有100万的教会是在成长，但是有一些的成长也不是健康的那种成长。
So in other words, of 7 million churches, about 6 million are either stagnant or dying.
所以你看700万的教会当中，大概有600万的教会，它要么就是停滞不前，要么就是开始萎缩，要垂死的挣扎。
Now I want you to turn to the one next to you and say there are no church problems.
你请你转到旁边，跟旁边的人说，没有所谓的教会的问题。
Say it one more time with conviction, and then I'll tell you why there are no church problems.
那再一次，你要很有把握的跟旁边的人说，没有教会的问题。然后我待会会告诉你们为什么，或是教会没有问题，为什么？
Let me give you an important perspective. There are no church problems because what we have is not a church problem. What we have is a people problem.
因为我们真正有的问题不是教会的问题，而是人的问题。
If we don't have people problem, we don't have church problems.
如果没有人的问题，就不会有教会的问题。
And when you come to people problem, you don't really have a people problem. You have a heart problem.
然后我们又说也不是人的问题，而是人的心的问题。
That's why discipling and passing it on has to be from the inside out. It has to do with the heart.
因此呢，这个门训必须要从内到外，从心开始。
But when you think deeper, we don't really have a heart problem. We have an obedience problem.
然后你再继续追究下去，其实也不是你的心的问题，而是那个顺服的问题。
And at the core of the obedience problem is a faith problem.
然后为什么会有顺服的问题？其实就是信心的问题，信的这个本质的问题。
We obey when we have faith. We disobey when we don't have faith.
如果你信得过上帝，你就会顺服；你信不过上帝，你就不顺服。
That's why in Romans chapter 1 verse 5, Paul joins faith and obedience together. He calls it the obedience of faith.
所以在罗马书里面他说因信而带来的顺服。
We must always remember that faith and obedience are joined by God side by side.
那么所以这个信而顺服是两个是手携手的。
And it is so important, that's why Jesus keep telling his disciples, teach them to obey, teach them to obey.
所以耶稣不断地说你要教导他们顺服，教导他们遵守。
Because at the heart is a faith and an obedience issue.
因为在所有问题的核心，其实它就是一个信而顺服的问题。
And if it's a faith issue, then it is actually a spiritual maturity problem.
那既然是讲到是信的问题，那就是你在讲得更清楚，其实就是一个属灵的成熟与不成熟的问题。
And if it's a spiritual maturity problem, it's actually a discipleship problem.
那如果是关于灵性的成熟，那么这个就是所谓的门训的问题。
That's why passing it on is so important.
那么所以这个传承是如此的重要。
What we learn from God and His Word, we live it out and we pass it on.
我们所听见主的道，我们就把它接受了，我们活出来，然后我们要传下去。
How do we teach people to obey? By obeying it ourselves.
你要怎么样教别人顺服？就是你自己先顺服咯。
Many Christians have truncated the Great Commission and shortchanged it.
因为很多人把这个大使命呢，就把它腰斩，然后把它简化了。
We interpret the Great Commission as all authority is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things whatsoever I've commanded you, rather than teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I've commanded you.
所以我们常听见的这个大使命，我们说说你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所教训凡我所吩咐你们都教训他们遵守。我们常常把那个教训他们遵守把它变成是让他们知道。
So everything that we have set up as a church, our theological institutions, our training classes in the church, our discipleship classes is meant to teach them rather than to teach them to obey.
所以你看不管是教会或是神学院或是任何的这个机构，我们常常是教导他们而不是教导他们遵守。
How do we teach one another in the church to obey?
那我们如何在教会里面来教导彼此要遵守？
How do we teach them important things, pass on to them important things so that they are empowered to obey?
我们要怎么样把这些重要的原则能够教导下去，而且能够赋能，能够让他们有那个力量去遵守，去顺服。
There are four simple steps, but important steps in passing it on.
那么我们接下来我们就要讲到传承的四个重要的步骤。
The first is to discover the truth.
第一个就是发现真理。
You discover the truth through the word of God.
然后就是你第一个，你先发现在上帝的话语里面的那个真理。
You discover the truth when you come to listen to others in a faith community.
你怎么发现真理呢？其中一个就是你可以听听其他的这个真理的社群，他们是怎么样来解释这一段的圣经。
But discovering the truth is only one of four steps.
那发现真理只是这四步当中的第一步。
We cannot go, oh, I discovered the truth, oh, this is insight, and then stop there. We shouldn't stop there.
那我们不应该就停在那边，哇，我发现真理了，我发现真理很高兴。
The next important step is to apply the truth.
那第二步应该就是我发现了这个真理，我怎么样去应用在我的生活里头。
Spiritual growth is not about the acquisition of truth, it's about the application of truth.
所以真正的门徒训练还有属灵的成熟，不是说得着这个真理，而是怎么样去应用这个真理。
And so in the redeemed community, we encourage each other to keep on applying the truth in our lives.
所以我们这个蒙救赎的群体，我们就是一起来应用我们所认识的真理。
The third step is to realize when we apply the truth, we reap the benefits of the truth operating in us.
那第三步呢，就是当我们应用这个真理，我们就会开始收获益处。
Don't take for granted the blessings of God.
不要把这个上帝的祝福当作是理所当然。
Don't take for granted the benefits of God.
不要把这个上帝所给我们的这些好处当作是理所当然。
You and I are here today at this time and space because of the leading and the blessing of the Lord.
我们今天之所以能够有幸聚集在这里，其实已经蒙了上帝很大的祝福。
I was diagnosed with brain tumor about 2.5 years ago.
两年半前我就被诊断出来说有脑瘤。
And the first question I asked my neurosurgeon is, can I continue to travel and preach?
那我就问我的医生说，那这种状况我还能够继续旅行，继续去教导吗？
He says, yeah, you can continue to do so.
医生说可以啊，你可以继续。
But every year you must come back in November for an MRI scan of the pituitary gland.
那但是呢，每年的11月你必须要回到新加坡，我们要做核磁共振，你要做什么扫描跟检查。
So I will leave on Thursday. Friday morning, I'll go to the hospital to do a scan again of my brain.
所以11月某一个礼拜五，我就会去到医院去做这些例行的检查。
The good news is last year when I scanned, the tumor has reduced by 25%.
那去年我在做扫描的时候发现，哎，这个肿瘤缩小了25%。
But I'm grateful that through the course of time, I could continue to travel and to minister as the Lord leads me. So I do not take these things for granted.
过去这几年，上帝保守，我就能够继续的旅行、讲道、教导。但是我因为有这个东西在里面，我不会把这样的恩典当作是理所当然。
Of course, my neurosurgeon warned me, in case you have a headache, a severe headache, or you are dizzy, you must go to the emergency hospital immediately.
我的医生告诉我说，除非你突然那个头壳剧痛，脑袋剧痛，不然那个时候你就要赶快到这个急诊。
So I do not take opportunities like that for granted.
所以像这样的一个机会，我不能够把它当作是一个理所当然的。
And I learn as long as I receive the truth, I discover the truth, I apply the truth, I will reap the benefits in the walk of faith.
我就发现当我按照这样的一个步骤，我去发现真理，我应用真理，就我就能够收获益处，让我可以继续的去教导、讲道、教学。
And in the walk of faith, we will see the benefits and the blessing of God.
然后在这样与主同行，凭信心与主同行的过程，我就开始收获了与主同行的好处。
And out of that what we got, we pass it on. That's the fourth step. We pass it on to others.
那第四步就是在这样的一个这个过程当中，很自然的，那我们要把它再传承下去。
So disciple making is not that complex. Just four steps.
所以门训也不是这么复杂，其实就是这四步。
You discover the truth, you apply the truth.
发现真理，应用真理。
You reap the benefits, you pass it on.
收获益处，传承下去。
The day that I was supposed to teach the deeming course here online, I have a very severe backache.
其实我上一次在我们这边的教博要教这门课的时候，其实当时我有严重的背痛。
The MRI on the back showed that the spinal cord is already impacted and it caused therefore a severe nerve pain.
检查以后，那个 MRI 照出来就发现我的脊椎有一些部分已经受损，所以让造成我就很严重的背痛。
One of my close international friends is Dr. Sam Chen, author of the book Leadership Pain.
有一个我的医生的朋友叫 Sam Chen.
And he tells me, Ed, with your condition, don't do the class. Just apologize to the school and say, sorry, I cannot do it.
他劝告我说，你应该跟华神说，抱歉，我身体不舒服，不能来教。
Because I cannot even sit or stand for 2 hours. It's painful.
因为当时我觉得光是坐，连续坐或是站2个钟头，我就会严重剧痛，所以很难继续教学。
So I said to my friend Sam, I will do it because the Lord told me to, and I will just follow by faith.
那我就告诉我的这个医生朋友说，我会教导，我会去讲道，只是因为我是凭信心顺服神，因为上帝要我来教。
In my thinking, if I have to lie on my bed and speak into the iPad, I will do it if God calls me to.
如果上帝呼召我，要我去教，我就算躺在床上看着 iPad, 我就算那种状况，我还是会去教。
Because I believe God will empower and guide.
因为上帝会加给我力量，并且引导我。
I discovered the first day, 8 hours passed by, I could do it, praise the Lord.
然后我发现教的第一个小时，竟然可以，所以我就感谢主。
And the second day, the third day, until I finished the entire course.
然后就第二天、第三天、第四天，就上帝的恩典，加给我，让我可以完成任务。
I do not take these things for granted. I encourage you not to take these things for granted.
我自己不会把这个视为理所当然，所以我也鼓励大家不要把上帝的恩典视为是理所当然。
Because the most important thing in living our life is to steward an intentional life.
因为我们的基督徒的这个一生，其实就是做好管家，并且能够把这样的一个信仰传承下去。
We must lead our life and live our life with faith and intentionality.
所以我们的生活应当是要凭信心，而且是要刻意因着知道神的旨意，所以我们要刻意去遵行。
我是芳华，听到了曾牧师的见证，让我们深受激励。愿神纪念祝福他的仆人，继续造就门徒。愿神赐福保护您，晨曦讲座，我们下回再会。
愿你荣耀，国度降临我们中间，神灵降临。